Good evening, morning, or afternoon, whenever you may be listening, everybody. This is Brian Newbert from GoldenBlack.com, live in his car once again, driving through the night on 33 West in Ohio, back from Purdue's 69-51 win over Ohio University at the Convocation Center in Athens, Ohio. This is your Golden Black Radio Express post-game podcast, brought to you by Follett's Purdue Bookstores, Purdue Federal Credit Union, 6th Street Dive Restaurant, First Source Bank, East End Grill, and the Charters Team Remax Ability Plus. You know, the Convocation Center in Athens at Ohio University was constructed based off of Mackey Arena, kind of loosely based off of it. And you can kind of tell there are some very similar features, obviously. Tonight, Purdue made it feel like it was the real Mackey Arena because it played on the road like you'd expect it to play at home. Just played really, really well, and really nothing of any concern came out of this game. You know, Purdue didn't have Matt Harms, which was, I thought, a pretty big deal. How much Purdue really felt it sure didn't show, because Purdue was really good on offense, really good on defense, and a combination thereof, because it forced a lot of turnovers, and it got offense off of a lot of those turnovers, really, really doing a lot of positive things in transition. And everything always looks good when you make jump shots. And Purdue, which has been so inconsistent shooting the basketball this season, bottoming out just a couple of days ago at Nebraska, going 6 of 35 from three-point range, was really good tonight. Made a bunch of shots. Didn't really try any through the first 4 or 5 minutes of the game. Really tried to set the tempo, getting the ball inside to Travion Williams, but also on defense. Didn't really settle for a lot of jumpers. And when they took them, they were good. They were in transition. They were wide open, and more often than not, they went in. And, you know, that was a very positive development for Purdue, which has not shot the ball terribly well away from Mackey Arena this season. You know, their showings in Florida were what they were. Obviously, the Marquette game was not pretty in any way, shape, or form. This was obviously not a Big Ten game. This was not a high-major opponent, but I do think this was a solid mid-major playing on the road. Not a whole lot to complain about here. This was a pretty good day for Purdue, highlighted by a pretty good day for a lot of individuals. You know, Eric Hunter, you know, he scored 18 points. He made 4 or 5 threes, I think. He was really good from an assist-to-turnover ratio perspective, and I don't know whether he was better on offense or better on defense, and that's a good question to be asking about a player after a game, because he not only did so many positive things offensively, but he held Ohio's best player, its best guard, Jason Preston, to 2 of 8 shooting with 5 turnovers. Basically was a non-factor, and he's Ohio's most important player. Really was a non-factor, and that was a huge credit to the player Eric Hunter's become defensively, on top of the player he's been offensively at times for Purdue this season, most notably tonight when he, again, scored the 18 points, made 4 threes, did a really nice job at both ends of the floor. Travion Williams, I thought, was really, really good when he was on the floor. You know, Purdue couldn't afford foul trouble for him with Matt Harms being out. Got it, overcame it. But Travion Williams was really good, really, really tough to handle. One-on-one offensively around the basket, but also a really good passer. Purdue is kind of making him their guy right now. They're running offense through him, putting him in lots of positions to score if he's single-covered and pass out of double teams. If he's double-covered, obviously. He's doing a great job finding shooters. Tonight, Purdue made those threes. You know, they haven't always, but tonight they made those threes. It feels like Travion Williams is becoming something a little bit more than he's been for Purdue, and he's been something pretty good. But it feels like he's got a little bit of a go-to player sort of thing going on here, emerging. Jahad Proctor, you know, was not so good against Nebraska, his worst game this season at Purdue. Really bounced back in a big way. Made a couple early threes, made a couple of really important game-sealing plays late in the game, attacking off the dribble. Just a really, really good game for him. I thought Sasha Stefanovic and Evan Boudreau didn't really score a whole lot, didn't really come away with a whole lot of stats, but I thought, you know, they were kind of the face of a Purdue team that played harder, played with more energy. I thought those guys did some really good things from an intangible standpoint. You know, Purdue, I thought its guards, and probably across the board, you know, Purdue got out-efforted, out-energied, if those are words. If they're not, you can deal with it. You know what I'm talking about? At Nebraska. And I thought they overcorrected against Ohio. Not that you can ever go overboard on energy and effort and whatnot, but I thought they did a really nice job, especially the guards tracking down loose balls, everybody kind of rebounding, going to the glass. Just a really nice intangible game for Purdue, when it just so happened Purdue did all the little things tonight on top of all the big things too, and you know, the result kind of was what it was. But you know, something that might get lost in this game too is the fact that, you know, on top of all the great individual performances, on top of the great defense, on top of the resurgent offense and all else that kind of went into this, was the fact that Purdue was up by 20 points a few minutes into the second half, and 4 minutes later it was down to six. It was one of those sucker punch type runs. Ohio makes a bunch of threes in a row. Purdue commits a couple turnovers. It was kind of that slippery slope, and you know, Purdue's been on that slope this season already. You know, they were up by 18 at the half at Marquette, whatever it was. And Purdue, you know, actually faced some adversity in this game. This wasn't a big-time road environment. This wasn't a great team by any means, but they did face some adversity. This was a six-point game with plenty of time to go in a game that Purdue had won at half. And, you know, Purdue had to respond. Purdue did respond. Purdue responded with a, I believe, 9-2 run. Travion Williams made a couple of big plays. Jihad Proctor made a big play. Purdue got its legs back under it. Nojel Eastern really helped Purdue kind of close the game out. Purdue ran offense through him in the post. He made a couple of plays off of that. I thought Purdue showed tremendous faith in him, given his obviously complicated relationship with the foul line, to be posting him up late in the game when Purdue needed, you know, just good offensive possessions to, you know, salt that game away. Nojel Eastern was a huge part of this win, you know, playing in a little bit of a different role. Obviously, with Matt Harms being out, Eastern went back in the starting lineup, obviously not at center, not at point guard, but not really sure what position he was playing, because Painter after the game said that Sasha Stefanovic offensively was at least their four. Sort of positionless basketball, I guess, for you, for Purdue. But that's pretty much it. Just a really good win for Purdue, obviously. The troubling part of this is this showed what Purdue's capable of, and kind of makes you wonder why this wasn't what happened Sunday at Nebraska. And everything you saw tonight, everything, a few of the things that were said after the game about treating every game like it's a big game, kind of makes you wonder if Purdue didn't kind of look past that one a little bit and kind of got what was coming to them. But that's just me kind of speculating, me kind of reading the tea leaves in the spirit of full disclosure. Out of concerns about Matt Harms being absent and Purdue's substandard shooting lately, I did pick Ohio to win this game. I look like a fool. Purdue is damn happy that I do look like a fool, though, because obviously this was a really good win for them, a really good segue going into the last big non-conference game of the year, Saturday against Butler. We'll see if Purdue has Matt Harms back. I'd probably say that maybe he's in doubt. But I don't know. He'll be tested again tomorrow being Wednesday, in West Lafayette, and they'll kind of go from there, but we'll see. But without Matt Harms, Purdue was great tonight, and Purdue's result reflected it. So that's all I got. I'm going to continue on driving through the dark, thankfully not icy, Ohio night to my hotel room in Columbus, and then get back on the road tomorrow morning to get back by 3 o'clock for Purdue's football national signing day press conference. Stay tuned to goldenblack.com for total coverage of this Purdue-Ohio game on top of football's national signing day tomorrow afternoon. So thanks everybody for listening. Once again, this has been your Golden Black Radio Express, pardon me, post-game podcast brought to you by Fox Purdue Bookstores, Purdue Federal Credit Union, the 6th Street Dive Restaurant, First Source Bank, East End Grill, and the Charters Team Remax Ability Plus. Thank you everybody for listening. We appreciate it. Take care.